Now, as I mentioned, the slothful man, it's not that he doesn't have any desires. Because the Bible actually says in Proverbs 21, verse 25, the desire of the slothful. So he does have desires. He has aspirations. He has goals. He has things that he wants to do. But the Bible says this, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. So he has a desire. He has the want, okay, to want to do something, to accomplish something significant. But the reality is that he's just lazy and he cannot do it. His hands refuse to labor, which is interesting because shouldn't we be telling our hands what to do? Right. Not the other way around. It's just like, man, I don't want to do this. And his hands are like, well, I don't. It's like, I don't, you know. Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of the sluggard, sluggard and slothful are used interchangeably in the Bible. A sloth, you think of an animal, the sloth who just moves very slowly. He has moss that grows on his back. I mean, he's so slow that bacteria just grows on him just by doing nothing, right? A sluggard, you think of a snail, okay? It moves slowly, and it's a verse to salt, okay? Just as the sluggard, the individual, doesn't like to be told that he's lazy and he's a bum and he needs to get to work. The soul of the sluggard desireth, the Bible says, and hath nothing. So desiring something doesn't get you anything. Understand? Just because you want something, just because you desire it, just because you have an appetite for it, you know, doesn't mean you're actually going to obtain it. It says the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. What is that telling us? Well, the person who is diligent desires, but he actually does something to actually get what he wants. Okay? And that is the contrast of the sluggard or the slothful man.